This is Twit.
So here is these guys, Chipworks, it's ABI Research, did an S1 decapped. They took the chip, the system on a chip in the Apple Watch, and they stripped off the plastic packaging to see what's inside. It is,
I've been cautioned about this a couple times.
What? Why?
Both this and the iSupply stuff, because Apple is doing so much custom silicon now that it's really hard to properly identify the components and price the components that they're using.
No, I don't buy the $87.
So some of these might not be accurately named.
Right.
Is what I heard.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because you notice there's markings on some, but few, not all of them. So the ones without markings, it's a good guess, I guess. And boy, like they really destroyed the memory on the right there when they opened it up.
It's all SRAM. There's no DRAM on this thing. It's nuts.
It's all SRAM. There's no DRAM. Yeah. What does that mean?
I can't think of a computer that's had SRAM as main memory before.
The static RAM that doesn't need to be refreshed.
I don't think Apple's hardware team gets a lot of credit. I don't think that their platform architecture team gets enough credit, because when you look at things like the A8X and you look at things like the S1 chipset, Apple was not a chip company very many years ago. And then Steve Jobs basically did what he did with a lot of things. And he said, I just want the best. Just get me the best guys. Didn't really know what they were going to do yet, but said, I just want the absolute best chip people. And they hired a lot of really good people from AMD and other companies. And with the last year's iPads and iPhones, and now with the Apple Watch, we're seeing some really innovative, really interesting, really powerful chips. And the nicest thing is, because they don't sell chips the way like a Qualcomm or another company does, they don't care if they make money on the chip or not. There's no incentive to keep costs low or be profitable on the chips. They just want to make money on the whole package. So they are throwing unbelievable resources behind this stuff, and we get results like this, which is really cool.
I mean, think about this. This is a 38 millimeter, 42 millimeter square on your wrist that contains, and admittedly, maybe the name brands are suspect, but what the actual function of these things is real. You got your Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and NFC chip. You've got a accelerometer and a gyroscope. You've got an NFC signal booster, an NFC controller. As you said, 4 gigs of static RAM, not dynamic RAM. That means that probably helps with battery, I would imagine. You don't have to refresh the RAM. The main processor's right in the middle there. There's a PMU, a memory manager, the touch controller, the wireless charger that's on the bottom there. I don't know what an NXP is. And then 8 gigs of flash memory. It's pretty remarkable in a thing the size of a postage stamp.
It's a computer on a chip, which is
what
a cool
world.
Idea too.
What a world we live in. It's miraculous. You've just got to admire that.
And you see, the results with that, because people originally are like, "Oh, why are you going to 64-bit? It's meaningless. There's no 4 gigabytes of RAM." But they get the faster instruction set. They get hardware accelerated encryption. Right. We get all these benefits, and then they get to produce stuff like this because they're making so much ARM IP. It ends up being a virtuous cycle for them, I think.
Chipworks says that the accelerometer gyroscope is 6-axis. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, obviously, that's 2 better than 4-axis, and
it was always 6-axis, but my understanding is that it's more integrated now than it used to be.
Yeah, in the iPhone 6 and 6 Plus, there was a 6-axis sensor and a Bosch 3-axis accelerometer. But here, it's 6-axis all for in a single component for both. It's amazing. And, of course, battery life benefits, too, when you get this kind of tight integration. You don't need as much power.
And that's all Johnny Cerugi's team, which is really good.
Yeah, wow. The only thing that has markings, the Broadcom radios have markings. It looks like the accelerometer and gyro sensor have markings. Not much else. The Apple chip has a marking. APL0778. Flip chip bottom. So we're looking at the bottom of the chip. Wow.
Yeah, it's great design work.
That's just—it's neat to see this.
I like it. This is the sort of stuff that gets me really, really interested. Not the chamfer angles, and not the lab in which and so much of this is based on extensions in printing technology, believe it or not, because they have to find a way to deposit things on a surface on a really, really, really fine scale. And it was years ago, like 5 or 6 years ago. But someone in the chip making industry was telling me about how they feel as there are people who work in this business that feel as though they have a direct line to photo engravers, people who design money, people who even back to Gutenberg, because it's all about how thin a line can we lay upon a surface. And partly there are people in the two communities that feel as though there's a lot of overlap between the two. And just you think about how many transistors are on that one square of metallic gray in the middle of that. And you think that you're a caveman trying to figure out, but that's really possible.
I can't believe humans can do this.
This is an aerial look at a city, isn't it?
It's amazing.